Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office continues to search for 25-year-old Vincent Ortiz, wanted in connection with the shooting of three men on Saturday at a residence on Redwood Grove Road in Hoopah. Three men had been shot at that location, a 73-year-old, a 31-year-old, and a 29-year-old. All three suffered gunshot wounds and were taken to Reading for medical treatment. The 73-year-old man remains in critical condition. The 29-year-old is in serious but stable condition, and the third man was treated and released. Ortiz and his father were identified by witnesses as being at the residence, and that 52-year-old Rodney Ortiz shot all three men with a handgun before he and his son fled the scene. Their vehicle was later located in Eureka, and Rodney Ortiz was arrested on Sunday night and is being held without bail. Vincent Ortiz remains at large and is considered armed and dangerous. He's an adult Hispanic male, 5'7", 160 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. Although the motive for the shooting is unknown, the victims and the suspects did know each other. With two Hoopah men in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds and the discovery of human remains at a residence on Pine Creek Road, the law enforcement services of the Hoopah Valley Tribal Police Department have been stretched thin. And that all comes on the heels of the resignation of former Police Chief Robert Kane, who stepped down on Friday. Tribal leaders called for a meeting with Sheriff Mike Downey and his staff, and they met on Monday morning to discuss a cross-deputizing agreement between the county and the tribe. Ed Geyer has been appointed as interim police chief, and tribal chair Danielle Vigil Maston said in a statement that the tribal council has already approved a resolution to work more closely with county law enforcement. The shooting investigation is ongoing, and an investigation into the human remains has been opened by the sheriff's office. The district attorney's office announced that a man who pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter will serve 12 years in prison. Lemmy Curry, who was arrested in 2010 in connection with the death of William Reed at a property in Blue Lake, was initially charged and tried for murder in Reed's death, but the jury was unable to reach a verdict. A second man, Eddie Lee, was also tried in connection with Reed's death, but was acquitted on all counts in 2014. Curry pleaded to the killing of Reed and being armed during the commission of that offense. Reed had been shot to death and his remains were placed on a burn pile in an effort to dispose of his body. The CHP is investigating Saturday's fatal crash. Jordan Christmas has more.
The coroner's office has identified the victim of two Saturday morning crashes on Highway 101 just south of the Samoa Boulevard exit in Arcata as 30-year-old Eureka man Mitchell Ford. Ford was headed southbound when, for unknown reasons, lost control of his vehicle and hit the center divider. His pickup truck traveled over the divider and into the number one northbound lane. Ford then got out of his vehicle and was standing alongside when he was hit by a northbound vehicle. The driver of that vehicle was 30-year-old Crystal Sanders of Fortuna, who struck Ford, who was later pronounced dead at the hospital from the injuries he suffered. Both collisions remained under investigation by the California Highway Patrol.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 16-year-old Gabriel Borg, who was reported missing on Monday morning. Borg was last seen near the Motel 6 in the Valley West area of Arcata. He has been diagnosed as autistic and suffers from mental health issues. Borg is currently off his medications and is considered at risk based on his medical condition and history. He is a white male, 5'6", 190 pounds, with black shoulder-length hair, hazel eyes, and currently has a full beard. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. The Arcata Fire Protection District is in the midst of a major overhaul of the downtown fire station, and that renovation has led to the removal of the siren that has signaled the arrival of the noon hour for decades. The siren will be replaced by a bell, and for a while it was unclear as to what would happen to the venerable siren, which has sounded the alarm and the noon hour for 70 years. The siren won't be sent to the scrap heap, however. On Friday, the fire district linked an article from the Mad River Union, which reports the bell will be turned over to the Kinetic Universe and will see future use as a signal to start the annual Kinetic Sculpture Race. It's Tsunami Preparedness Week, in the midst of Disaster Preparedness Month here along the North Coast, and there's no better way to mark Tsunami Preparedness Week than with a test of the Tsunami Warning System. The county, along with Mendocino and Del Norte counties, will conduct the annual test of the tsunami alert system tomorrow beginning at noon. The sirens will sound, and residents will participate in tsunami evacuation drills. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.